Now, we'd like to welcome a man who slipped through the back door when we weren't looking, who dates from the golden age of primitive media.
Yes. I date people from the golden age, actually.
Old radio and B-movies. Former Hollywood celebrity and former honorable surrealist vice president of the U.S.,
yes.
None other than Mr. George LeRoy Tirebiter. Mr. Tirebiter,
oh, thank you so
wonderful
much.
Wonderful to see you.
Thank you. It was wonderful saying hello to Steffi again. We met on the one of the sets. I can't remember what movie it was. I was directing B-movies at the time, you know, and I think she auditioned for me.
I know. She was next door doing the A-movies.
Yes, that's right. Well, Ms. Wolcott, I'd like to take advantage of your kind invitation this morning to respond to many of the emails and media inquiries as to my personal reaction to the success of Arnold Schwarzenegger's gubernatorial campaign. Of course, as many of you will remember, I was surrealist vice president of the U.S., and at that time I had to deal with some pretty melty watches. On my own watch, yes, indeed. Well, it seems to me that the distinctions between illusion and reality, and of course what we agree to call reality, are as real as, well, say, an Andy Warhol soup can, for example. Television, now the home of mock makeovers with actors who look like doctors on cable, and actual plastic surgery rehabs live on the network, real congressmen and fictional speakers of the House on the same story arc, perfectly good CIA Harrison Ford movie plots rolled out his CNN Washington buzz. Well, this has apparently created an electorate which demands both drastic and plastic surgery. And, of course, as we've seen, a demigod, risen thanks to hard work in the gym and lots of fun in the jacuzzi, to near fictional status, and fused with his alter ego, superhero self or non-self, an invincible robot married to a minor princess of the blood. Well, good for them. Good for them and good for the new California electorate. Who knows, we may end up with Jay Leno instead of Dick Cheney for vice president. What is reality? The poets ask. After this, we may never know again. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank
I'll
you,
see
Mr. Tirebiter. Thank
Walk.
You. Yes, Mr. Tirebiter, who has a second home on Whidbey Island, has offered to come in on a weekly basis for... give us his viewpoint from the edge of the cliff. Thank you, George.